Could you please raise your right hand if you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and that you will support and defend the Constitution?
Ms. Smith, thank you for being here. Maybe you could start off by telling us who you are, what you do, and what your connection is to this case.
My name is Melissa Smith. I am the victim witness advocate for the Carroll County Attorney's Office. I've been there for about 8 years. I'm usually the liaison between victims of crime and the prosecutors that prosecute those crimes.
And your connection to this case?
In this case, I am in touch with Christine Harris and have been throughout. It's my job to keep victims notified. They have rights to know when hearings are going to be held, and that's sort of my job, so she knows what's going on.
Okay, questions that you all may have for Ms. Smith? Council Wizorek.
No, obviously with...
Oh, go ahead. Oh, you have a statement. I'm sorry.
Christine
go ahead.
Harris,
I'm sorry.
I can read it.
Yeah, go ahead and read
it. She would like me to.
Yep.
And this is on her behalf. These are not her words.
I'm sorry. This is not her words.
She's approved this statement.
Okay.
She saw this statement this morning via email and asked if I could read it.
Okay, go ahead.
I would have liked to attend this pardon hearing. However, reading newspapers and postings on the internet, I fear for my safety. I did nothing wrong, and yet I am being persecuted. I feel terrorized by these people who are blaming me for his conviction. I was a subpoenaed witness who did nothing more than any other person would have done. I answered questions truthfully. The jury found my testimony credible. After the defendant asked the judge to reconsider, he too found my testimony credible, and the Supreme Court found it credible as well. I am not responsible for Mr. Burt's predicament. He is. If you are going to pardon Ward Byrd, then you must consider pardoning the jurors who sat on that case from further jury duty. Their thoughtful deliberations are no longer valid. I do not deny that my life is messy. Most of the mess, quote, happened after Mr. Byrd waved his gun at me. I am not proud of my current record and feel very wronged by people and the police in my life. This isn't about me. I am a human being just like Ward Byrd and you. I deserve the same rights and respect. Please consider that both Mr. Byrd and myself called the police after this confrontation. I went to the police department and gave a statement. Mr. Byrd's statement and mine are very much the same, except for where he has his gun. He conveniently now says he did not wave it and that he was just making it safe when I saw it. If that were the case, he should have told that to the jury. He didn't tell that to the jury because that's not what happened. I described the gun he was waving at me to the police. I identified the very gun that he was waving at me in court. You don't forget something like that. I will never forget it. Whatever you decide, please know that I told the truth on the stand under subpoena, and Ward Byrd and his wife chose not to testify. If we are going to talk about credibility, somebody should read the pre-sentence investigation where the author recommends more than the minimum mandatory because the defendant was not truthful about his previous convictions. Has it occurred to anyone that I have nothing to gain by this? The only one who stands to gain something here is Ward Byrd. I believe he probably took out a mortgage to pay his lawyer and that his mortgage is difficult to pay behind bars. What about my rights to live free or die? I am terrorized by the partial truths that are being posted on the internet. How could they be allowed to do that? This is not a man who has any remorse at all for what he did. Do people know that Ward and Jenny Byrd had the first right of refusal to buy the land I was looking at? Why aren't people mad at the real estate agent who testified about Ward Byrd's behavior? Do they think it odd that the family members that owned that land were afraid and stayed away during the trial? I don't want this man out on the streets thinking he was justified in waving a gun at me, and I don't think he should be rewarded for trying to ruin my life. That's Christine Harris's statement.
Okay, thank you very much. Council Wizorek.
You know, in her statement here, she indicates that this is not about her. It is about her. Because she is the only witness in this case. She had the opportunity to be here to either substantiate the statement she made or to refute them.
Right.
She chose not to be here. Do you know why she chose not to be here? Because she is afraid?
Because she's terrorized.
Terrorized? Have you looked around here to see
who's
here?
I know. I mean, I believe her.
You believe her?
I believe that she feels terrorized, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let me ask you a question. You can't answer it because you can't answer for her. This is what the disadvantage is when we don't have the people here that were really important participants. We're getting everything. This is a hearsay. You know, she writes this, and you can either agree with it or not agree with it. Let me ask you one question. She's talking about, she identified the gun. It was whatever, a .45 caliber, no. From what I heard, she was in the car before all of this stuff. He's on the porch and she's in the car. And she can see through the windshield to identify a gun and tell you that it is a .45 caliber?
I think she can identify the gun because it was being waved at her. She never left her car. The testimony was that she stood.
But she was testifying as to what kind of a gun it was.
No, I don't think so.
Did I not hear that?
I don't think she knew what type of gun it was. I don't believe that. All I mean, right. I was at both the trials. I don't recall that.
All right, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Further questions? Counsel Wheeler?
Could you tell me what kind of gun it was if you saw it? Were you at the trial?
I was at both trials. Yes.
Did the gun have a beaver tail?
I don't know. I don't know anything about guns. Sorry.
Do you think Christine Harris knew a lot about guns?
No, I don't. You're asking me to speculate. My guess would be no, probably not.
She did identify the gun at the trial in the transcripts.
Yes, she
was shown the gun, and she said, "This is the gun."
Right. I believe she does describe the gun.
So she could tell what kind it was and whether it had a beaver tail or not from 40.
I don't know what a beaver tail is.
30 feet away.
I think she described the color and the size of the gun.
Well, I know what a beaver tail is, but what my point is, how can you say this was the gun if you don't know if it had a beaver tail or not?
I think she could describe the size and the color of the gun.
Do you know how many brands, how many sizes, shapes, and lengths, and barrel lengths there are of 45 semi-automatics?
Do I personally? No.
Yeah. Okay.
Further questions for Ms. Smith? Thank you very much. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.